From today's Gospel reading, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 41. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Today's Gospel follows on directly from last Sunday's Gospel, which, hopefully you'll remember, was the parable of the Good Samaritan. When we take it in the context of this story of Mary and Martha following the parable of the Good Samaritan, it seems to be teaching us that we need to do the very opposite to what the parable of the Good Samaritan told us. You will remember that at the conclusion of the parable, Jesus said to the young lawyer, "Go and do likewise." It seemed to be a command that Christians should always be prepared to do works of compassion and charity. Whereas today is a rather stark contrast. This is the familiar story of the two sisters of Bethany, Mary and Martha. Like many siblings, they are different, and no doubt there is a bit of sibling rivalry. Martha is the practical one, always busy doing things, always doing the necessary things. And when Jesus enters the house, she wants to be a good host, and so she's busy in the kitchen getting some coffee and nibbles, we presume, ready. In fact, St. Luke says she is distracted with much serving. Some of you may know what that means. Mary, her sister, on the other hand, is not in the least bit interested in helping in the kitchen. She is just sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. So Martha complains to Jesus, and I guess we know how she feels. Here in our parish, regular coffee hour, wonderful receptions, and those big suppers need to be organised, and often we need a good team of people who know exactly what to do, and they have to be prepared to do their bit, otherwise it doesn't happen. If it's left to the coordinator or just one or two, it can become a chore rather than a joy, and people get frustrated, even annoyed, and perhaps, like Martha, maybe the odd complaint. The rector is always the one who hears those, of course. So maybe if you're one of those sort of Marthas in this parish, you can sympathise with Martha and you know exactly how she feels. So what does Jesus mean when he says that Mary has chosen the good portion? A modern translation says that Mary has chosen the better part, which seems to suggest that doing things is not nearly as important as taking time for reflection. We might say that Mary, in fact, represents prayer, sitting at the feet of Jesus as she does. And if that is the case, this would perhaps explain what Jesus meant. For prayer is always the better part, always the good portion. It's just that we find it easier to do things like Martha than to pray like Mary. It is always easier to be practical, if you're like me anyway, than to find time and energy to concentrate on the Lord. And for those of you who live with families, or even if you just live with one other person, finding time and space is so difficult. But actually, when we look at the parable, Jesus is not criticizing Martha for doing things, for being busy in the kitchen. He's actually reprimanding her for criticizing her sister Mary. The problem is not that Martha is busy, but she's critical of her sister, perhaps fairly, perhaps unfairly. We don't know. Perhaps she's a bit jealous that Mary has Jesus all to herself. It does not say. But we know one thing, it's easy to criticise. Christians are good at it like anyone else. And that is why, you see, Jesus says that Mary has chosen the good portion. For when we want to criticise someone, fairly or unfairly, we should first pray for them. And then we should pray for ourselves, that all our remarks may always be charitable and with care and compassion, like the parable of the Good Samaritan reminds us. Last Sunday, I quoted the Epistle of St. James in relation to doing things, where St. James says, "By your works you will show your faith." In his epistle, St. James, in the context of telling us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, says these startling words. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is vain. Telling words, but you notice that for St. James, it's a matter of the heart. So when Jesus reprimands Martha, it's because he is concerned for her heart, lest her unbridled tongue deceive her. And not just her heart, of course, but her soul. We have three lessons from today's gospel, it seems to me. Firstly, doing an important job should not mean we are eager to criticise others who aren't helping. Secondly, it is our motives we should always check, because they come from the heart. And thirdly, sometimes we just have to get on with doing the job and be happy doing it for the Lord. Now, these principles are not necessarily Christian, but like the parable of the Good Samaritan, which also was not necessarily Christian, there is a Christian dimension. And the Christian dimension to this story of Mary and Martha is that Mary is having an encounter with Jesus. What could be better than having an encounter with Jesus? This is definitely the good portion that cannot be taken away from her. If Martha symbolises doing things, symbolises in fact doing good works, Mary represents the importance of prayer in our lives, and the two go together. And that is why they were sisters in one family, because to be a whole Christian, you must have both in your life. But of course, whereas it is easy for us to be like Martha and do things, most of us find it difficult to be like Mary and to pray. And not just finding the time and the initiative and even a quiet place, but also not being distracted. I'm sure you're like me. You start off wanting to be in the presence of the Lord, and suddenly you're thinking of things you want to fix up or that need praying about, and suddenly you're distracted. We would like to embrace prayer eagerly like Mary. But for most of us, it's a task which requires more work even than what Martha was doing in the kitchen. And by comparison, Martha really had it easy because she knew what to do and she got on with doing it. Isn't that the case with most of us? And even she was distracted, as St. Luke says. So distraction about prayer is part of the story too. These two sisters, Mary and Martha, remind us not only of the importance of prayer, but how difficult it is. And prayer is more than just reading a list of names and causes, as we do in the prayers of the people. It is opening ourselves to the presence of God and sitting at the feet of Jesus, like Mary. In that context of just being with Jesus, think how powerful every Eucharist would be if, like Mary, we left everything to one side, left it at the door before we came in, so that we could have a true encounter with Jesus here, even in this much more informal atmosphere. So that we would be, like Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Indeed, this is surely one of the most important purposes of the Blessed Sacrament, that we might come into the presence of Jesus and just be with him. For here, Sunday by Sunday, it is the one moment in our busy lives, in our busy week, when we can sit at the feet of Jesus. And surely this is what St. Paul means in our epistle today when he says this: the mystery hidden for ages, but now made manifest to his saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.